It's time now for How You Built That. And this week's story starts at a restaurant in Denver where Thomas Althaus was giving his wife a gift for their 10-year wedding anniversary.
And I gave her the bag and she opened it up and she goes, "Where did you buy these?"
And at this point, Thomas wasn't quite sure he got her the right gift.
And I said, "Do you like them?"
It was a bracelet and a pair of earrings.
And she goes, "Yeah, they're really cool."
Whew, so far, so good.
And she goes, "So where'd you buy them?" I said, "I made them."
He made them?
Out of a tin can.
A bracelet and a pair of earrings that Thomas made for his wife out of a tin can. And to be fair, Thomas really meant this more as a gag gift. But his wife, Emily, actually liked the look of the earrings, and she appreciated that Thomas made them in his garage, just using a hammer and pliers and some tin snips.
Out of the lid, I cut it in half, so there were two half circles. I folded in the edges, again, so they wouldn't be sharp, folded them in on each other, so they created kind of a prism shape.
Anyway, Emily liked them so much that she wore them all the time, and she started getting so many compliments that she encouraged Thomas to try selling them.
So we said, "How about we make a go of this canned goods thing?" And that's what we called it. That's what Emily mentioned right away. She said, "I think you're going to call your company Canned Goods."
At this point, Emily had a full-time job, and Thomas was a stay-at-home dad. So in his spare time, he worked on designs for more jewelry, and he started to gather more raw materials.
I'd walk through the alleys and kind of dig through people's recycling and find different cans.
Thomas didn't want to buy anything new. He was really into this idea of repurposing used cans. And so after he hauled his neighbor's cans back to his garage, he began to realize that on the inside, they didn't all look the same.
Like tomato cans has a brilliant copper color. There is a white color that is from coconut milk, and there's a gold color.
And all these different colors inspire Thomas. So he hammered out some bracelets and earrings in different styles and shapes. One was a ribbon loop, another was kind of like a fan. And when he had about 10 of them, he pitched them to a boutique owner in Denver.
I said, "Okay, for each piece we sell, we give a can of food back to charity." And he said, "I'll take 100 pieces.
The earrings and bracelets started to sell, word spread, and then Thomas began selling more jewelry in local stores and then online. And this year, he and his wife expect to make about $100,000 and to donate 4,000 cans of food to charity. And since Thomas started Canned Goods about 6 years ago, he's made over 10,000 pieces.
To this point, I've touched every piece that we've sold.
Thomas is still working out of the garage, but he's hired 4 people to help him, and he hopes to hire even more soon.
Well, a year from now, we want to be in every major market around the country, and we're knocking on some national stores as upscale as Nordstrom's.
If you want to hear more about Canned Goods or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.